بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, many times you would have heard this thing of people advising us and saying prepare for death. موت کی تیاری کرو، موت کے لیے تیاری کرو. Now I always thought that statement sounded a bit morbid. So I want to change that. Because the reality is that even those who are saying that we should prepare for death, what they really mean is that we should prepare for what happens after death. So I say that we need to use this life to prepare for eternal life. Death is merely the name of the door you must pass through. So don't prepare for death, you prepare for eternal life. I think that is the focus that we must have, because our life does not end with death. Sometimes you might say, well, you know, I wish it did, and I would agree with you. I wish it did, because then whatever it was, you know, it would finish with this. But it doesn't. That is why it's very interesting. The Urdu name for death is intiqal. And intiqal means to go from one place to another. Muntaqil hona. To move from one place to another place is intiqal. Now, it is a word which is used now in terms of the colloquial usage of the word. It's used almost exclusively, or rather I must say exclusively, for death. Right. So, for example, if I go from here to my office and somebody comes and says, Yaver sahab kahan hai? My wife or whoever will not say, ke Yaver sahab intiqal kar de, kar gaye. Intiqal kar, wo nahi bolenge, wo intiqal kar gaye ki murad hum khatam ho gaye. So my wife will not say, Yaver sahab has made intiqal. She will say, he went to the office. So the usage is a different issue. But my point is that we must understand the word in that context, which is that death is not the ending. Death is really the beginning of another phase in our life. Those of you who have listened to my lectures on death and hereafter, you will remember this. And those of you who haven't, all of these are available on our channel. So please see them. I think there is a book of mine also called Death and Hereafter. So I think this is which talks about the Islamic concept of death and hereafter. So therefore, it is a question of preparing for that. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about this life. He called it Mazraul Akhirah. He said, this is the tilth, this is the fields, this is the agriculture of the Akhirah. Meaning that what you plant here, you are going to harvest it in the next life. Now, obviously, if you are a farmer, then you will see and you will understand that if you want a good harvest, then you have to concentrate on the planting. You can't ignore the planting. You can't do a half-hearted job as far as the planting is concerned and then say that you are interested in the harvest and that you need that you are looking forward to a good harvest, because as a planter, as a farmer, you know it doesn't work like that. It is merely fooling yourself if you believe that that's going to happen, because it won't. The issue of planting and harvesting is the issue of harvesting is related to the planting. So we can only harvest what we plant. So as you sow, so shall you reap. I mean, we have this famous proverb in English which mentions this. I mean, you whatever you reap, meaning whatever you decide as you want the harvest. I mean, the only that you plant rice, you get rice, you plant wheat, you get wheat, you plant rice, you want wheat, you don't get. So, you know, this is the issue. So, the point is, what are we planting? I mean, that is the whole thing that we need to ask ourselves and remind ourselves and say, what is it that I am harvesting? What is it, what harvest do I want? Meaning, therefore, what am I planting? We can only get what we plant. And so, therefore, let's think about that. What am I planting? The reason I'm saying this also is because today I got some extremely shocking news, very tragic news, of the passing away of one of my dearest and closest friends and my dearest brothers, Zulfi in Hyderabad, Zulfiqar Haider. And so I'm also say mentioning this to you, to requesting all of you, because this goes worldwide, to requesting all of you to please make dua for Zulfi's maghfirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu forgive him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest station in Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah grant him the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward his sabr and his the equanimity with which he used to bear any difficulty that came his way. And Allah is witness, he had more than his fair share of difficulties and tests in life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I never heard, despite all of that, I can vouch for it that I have never ever heard a single word of complaint on Zulfi's tongue. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to honor him, to reward him, and to be pleased with him and never to be displeased. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sabr for his wife, who is another, you know, epitome or example of sabr. Alhamdulillah, we are blessed when we have people like this in our lives as examples for us. I mean, whether they are older than us or younger than us, doesn't matter. Examples are from everywhere. So please make dua for his wife, for his mother, for his daughter. Apart from asking you to make dua for him, the reason I'm also saying this is because this is what hits me today, that what did Zulfi take with him? He took with him, alhamdulillah, he did well, so he took with him well. He took with him his amal, he took with him his sabr, he took with him his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on all of which counts, he did well, inshallah. So therefore, inshallah, his future, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that his future be assured, that alhamdulillah, he is in the best possible place, because he is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is most forgiving, most merciful. And so we have absolutely the best expectation from our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. The issue is not Zulfi or whoever else has died, because if they died with Iman and they died wanting to please Allah, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of the rest, which is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them, inshallah. This is our expectation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The issue is what happens to you and me, because we are still around. And there's no guarantee of how we will go. And that's why we need to think about this very carefully. Subhanallah, I've been here in America now about 8 months. In 8 months, I have lost 4 of my dearest friends. Nawab Nazir Yarjang, and Ikram Bhai, Ikramuddin Sheikh Imam, and then Moin Bhai, Moin Qureshi, and now Zulfi. Please make dua for all of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with all of them and give sabr to their families. This is a wake-up call. I mean, it's not one wake-up call. This is like the alarm going berserk. And saying, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Tomorrow it will be your turn, and inshallah, hopefully somebody else will be making this request to make dua
for my forgiveness. But I'm just saying that this is something which is so real. There is nothing more real than going through that door called death. So therefore, I remind myself and you, let us prepare for our eternal life, which opens when we walk through the door called death. Death is not an ending. Death is the beginning of something that has no ending. And that is why we need to prepare for it. The time for that is not tomorrow. The time for it is right now. No matter what we did or didn't do, going forward, inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and grace. And going forward, inshallah, we will have we look forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.